Hi, I'm Carrie Penny. Welcome to Grace and Good Fortune. After several careers, including television, radio, and filmmaking, I began writing my way into the mystery of mothers and daughters, exploring small moments that spark my spirit. If you're interested in living and loving, kindness and light, grace and good fortune, these short essays might be for you. I wrote this a few years ago around the holidays, and I call it Rethinking Traditions. There's an interesting mix of contradiction this time of year, light and dark, new and old, anticipation and reflection. There's excitement, of course, sleeping in, great food, good friends, familiarity. It's an opportunity to celebrate traditions that go back decades, or invent new ways of marking the holidays, and sometimes it's a bit of both. I'm a sucker for tradition. Every year I lug in plastic bins from the garage, unpack the treasures I've carefully wrapped within. There's the two twin sparkly seashells from Hawaii bought decades ago, the crocheted Nova Scotia lighthouse bought the summer my mom and I traveled across Canada by train, the tiny canvas sailboat from Beckway purchased on the bareboat charter through St. Vincent and the Grenadines when I was newly pregnant and adrift. There's another boat too, a cruise ship replica of the one my infant daughter and mom and I took to Alaska in celebration of my mom's 75th birthday. And there are Play-Doh stars and trees decorated by the same daughter during our crafting phase. Back then I thought making Play-Doh ornaments and painting them would be a forever tradition. But things change. This year my daughter will be spending Christmas in Mexico with her dad's family. It's an opportunity and an adventure for her. Any child with two houses will tell you the best time of the year is Christmas with two trees and two visits from Santa. But it's harder for me. We'll still have our Christmas, of course, eggnog and classic holiday movies the night before, topped off with the opening of the pajamas. There's nothing better on Christmas Eve than flannel PJs on flannel sheets. And sometimes, if the humidity is really low, which it is on the prairie, flannel on flannel will create sparks in the dark. So exciting. On our Christmas morning, which will be a week early, we'll wait for my mom to come over. She's a limited time offer, my beautiful mom, and I'm grateful every year we have her. Life and traditions change whether we want them to or not. This is the first year my niece won't travel home to be with her family, the first Christmas without my friend's mom, the first year for baby Brody, the first Christmas in a new house for Al and Cindy. Life changes, families change, we change. So it makes sense that our traditions change as well. Sometimes it's a time thing. A generation ago, women would bake dozens of their favorite cookies and bring to a cookie exchange. But really, who has time to do that anymore? What I wondered this year is what would happen if I asked a group of my friends to come together and bring something, anything, to share with others. The depth and breadth of the offerings were inspiring. Homemade bath salts, sparkly tapered candles, peppermint chocolate bark, and French macaron, incredible chocolate-covered jujubes, tiny sweets from Moscow, and brightly wrapped British bonbons. Practical things, too, like a packet of turkey gravy mix when things don't go as planned, and a stuffing bag, tea lights and scotch tape, and a lyrical, beautiful poem to ponder at the beginning of a dinner, an exquisite notebook to write potent thoughts. It was a new holiday tradition, and one I hope to do again next year. Traditions bring context and comfort, and the potential to embrace what's happening in our lives now. Families change, friendships fade, children grow up and move away. We have to be agile and create new traditions that tell new stories, as well as mark the old. At our house, the last ornament we put on the tree is the angel, made by Annabelle's godmother, Diane. This year, my almost 14-year-old, the former painter of Play-Doh, was confident she was tall enough to put the angel on the very top of the tree. Obviously, I was nervous. But she leaned in and over, keeping her balance, concentrating, confident she could bring the angel in for a safe landing. And she did. And just like that, a new tradition was born.